In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus says today in our gospel reading, which we're going to focus on, that he is Lord of the Sabbath. I'd like to focus on the Sabbath today. It's the third commandment to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. So all of us here have checked that off today. But as our first hymn says, Jesus came as Lord that we would know God by grace. And the Sabbath is not a check-off, or it's not just a commandment. It is one of rest and renewal. It's grace for us as Christians. I brought along a keepsake, and a keepsake is a good way to think about the Sabbath. This keepsake helps me remember. I keep it for the sake of memory. It says here, the borough of Queens, Woodside. As many of you know, I was pastor at Christ Lutheran Church in Woodside, Queens for many years. And I keep this with my books to remember that congregation for the sake of Christ. And I offer a little prayer often when I remember it, keeping it for the sake of prayer. I know they're worshiping as we speak. It's a great mind and heart connection to memory. I'm sure we all have keepsakes, don't we? It's good to keep the Sabbath as a keepsake. Our gospel reading today is about the Sabbath. In our gospel reading, Jesus teaches the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The third commandment of the Ten Commandments is this. It's a keepsake, right? Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Jesus focuses today in our gospel reading on the keepsake of the Sabbath for us, keeping the Sabbath as a gift. And in the Bible, the word Sabbath has a range of meaning. A whole range from stop, to keep, to rest, to cessation, all the way to peace. It's also the seventh or the final day of the week. And the origins of the Sabbath, right, are found right there in the beginning of Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, where it says God creates the heavens and the earth. God's very busy. And on the seventh day, God rested, it says, from all of the work that he had done. And so then, God blessed the seventh day, and he made it holy, because on that day God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. God makes the Sabbath day holy, special, set apart, a keepsake. It's a day of rest from work. It's a Sabbath gift to us. And Jesus teaches today that the Sabbath was actually made for man, not man for the Sabbath, meaning the Sabbath is a gift from God. It's not just a commandment, it's a gift. We are not made for working on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for us, to give us rest. Jesus teaches about the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. He gives his disciples a keepsake. We can see this as law, right, or what we do, and it certainly is that too. But that's sort of first level. A much deeper engagement is to see it as this gift. In this case, the commandments show us our need for rest, don't they? And if you want to feel the command there, don't you feel tired many times? Isn't that the law working in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies? Jesus, in our gospel reading, shows us a more excellent way. The Sabbath is made for us. The Sabbath is God's gift to us. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Martin Luther's Small Catechism, right? A nice guide to the scriptures, especially the Ten Commandments. What does this mean? He says we should fear and love God, that we do not despise preaching or God's word, but hold it sacred. Hold God's word sacred. Gladly hear God's word. Gladly learn God's word. The focus is on a gladness. The Sabbath rest is about receiving, hearing, keeping God's word. And true rest, real rest, it only comes from receiving, hearing, and keeping God's word. That's why Jesus teaches that the Sabbath is made for us. God creates the world. He rests on the seventh day from all of his works, and God blesses this day as a day of rest for us. Some real life encounters, right? Do you need some rest? Have you ever heard the expression, I need a vacation from the vacation? Why is it that so many people feel tired After a vacation you've been planning for 6 months, that cruise ends in sickness. Vacations and rest are good. Sure they are. Take them if you can get them. We should find ways to rest and renew. We know that, but our bodies are temples, right, of the Holy Spirit. We're not machines. We're bodies. We're gifts of God. We need to rest. God knows that in creation. He hardwires it into creation. Yet we also know that even times of rest, don't they come and go? And they can be fleeting, can't they? And true and lasting and real rest, if we confess it, where does that come from? That only comes from God's word. God's word is the lasting rest for us. Jesus says, "Come to me all who labor, and I will give you rest." It didn't mean they didn't have to go to work, but they went to work in peace. And they died in peace and faith, in rest. God gives us daily bread, necessary needs. But God does something more, doesn't he? Restores our souls. God gives us lasting rest. On the seventh day, the Sabbath day, right? When all the work of creation was done, God the Son, Jesus Christ, does what? On the seventh day, on the day when his recreation of the world was done, he rests in the tomb. He has created life even in death. He's gone one over Genesis. By his death on the cross, there's a new Genesis. There is the promise of forgiveness of sins. Jesus rests from all of his labors to create new people of faith there on the seventh day in the grave. And what does he do in the grave? Renews all creation. On the first day then of the new week, that's the day after the Sabbath, on Easter, on Sunday, and we worship on Sunday ever since, a new day, rising up with Jesus. Jesus rises from the dead. He makes all things new. The risen Jesus is with us always. He gives us his word and his meal today. We have a future of eternal life. For all the days are holy now, as it says in the New Testament. And Jesus rests in peace in the grave, in the tomb on the Sabbath. And ever since, Christians often say, what do we say? May he or she rest in peace on the day they die. May they rest in peace as Jesus rested in peace. Resting in Christ, waiting for the final Easter, the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. One of my favorite traditional prayers, it prays it this way. I love this prayer. It comes back to me many times in the rush of schedules. O Lord, support us all the day long of this troublesome life until the shadows lengthen and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then, Lord, in your mercy, give to us a holy rest. God doesn't want us to be lazy or idle. The Bible specifically tells us not to be lazy or idle, not to be do-nothings and say-nothings. We should be caring and providing for our families, also active as Christians in church, in our relationships. Don't just show up, serve the Lord, right? But if that's it, where's the real rest and renewal? Where's the real motivation? Where's the real peace? God's word shows us that we direct all of our service, all of our work to God's service and work. We serve God and God serves us. And God serves us, right? His word of life, his word of rest, his word of renewal. God serves us a meal of forgiveness and peace and unity in a fractured world. Sure, there are other meals we eat, and those are important too, but the real and only lasting meal, the one that endures with heavenly food, is here. A real peace, a real connection in faith in Christ. And we're not to despise this, as Luther says, right? Or take it for granted, maybe, or think it somehow would always be here, but gladly look forward to it, receive it, keep it, find meaning in it, all for our rest and renewal in faith and life and service. To always feel restless and disquiet and stressed, right? To always feel restless, disquiet and stress probably means, Jesus reminds us that maybe we're not listening clearly enough to his word. And if we're seeing God as an anxious God, as a God who's watching, and a God who's judging, we're not seeing God in Jesus as a God of grace, and a God of renewal, and a God of hope. God's word, which says to us clearly in Jesus, come to me, and I'll give you rest. My burden is light. I'm with you always. I've rested in the tomb for your eternal salvation. If we want more rest, if we want more renewal, receive, keep, follow God's word. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Just start saying that again and again. And what does it say in that psalm as you keep going? He restores our soul. Man was not made for the Sabbath, as Jesus teaches. We're not made to find rest on our own. All of our attempts fail. God knows that, and knows that true and real and lasting peace is really beyond, always a hope but never realized in a fallen, restless world. An actual rest, abiding rest, renewing rest, only is found in God's word. The Sabbath, rest, renewal, was made by God for us, to renew us, that we receive it in joy. We should fear and love God that we don't despise this rest, but hold it sacred, gladly embrace it, gladly walk in its way. Amen. I invite you to stand as we go before our Lord in prayer. We pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We remember those on our prayer list here in our family of faith. And in the words, Lord, in your mercy, we say together, hear our prayer. God of all light and power, you shine upon your creatures. You fill the world with light and hope. We pray, O Lord, that you would destroy the darkness of our sin that is caused in our lives and enlighten us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to shine the light of your grace and truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have established all authorities on the earth. You are Lord of all. We pray, O Lord, that you would bless all public servants, especially our president, our governor, our mayor, all those who serve us in various ways in this city, that they would fulfill their offices with wisdom and compassion. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, be the strength and song of those who are afflicted in body or mind and need rest and renewal through your word, Jesus Christ. We pray for Anthony, Chwe Kam, Jenny, Ruth, Lily, Amanda, Wanwa, Carl, Angela, Jordan, Flo, Jen, Justin, Diane, Patty, Carol, Nina, Mary, Kenny, Sophie, Jenny, the Figaro and Borden families, Heather, Ann, Jason, Angela and Kelly, William, Pauline, Chester, Kara, Dakota, Fei Lun Ung, and those that we now name before you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, we thank you for our daily bread, our necessary bread, which you give us in so many ways to support our bodies and souls. We also, O Lord, thank you for this real and lasting meal of forgiveness and peace you give us in your Son's body and blood. Give us unity of a true confession, O Lord, that we may receive it for the forgiveness of our sins and the renewal of our souls. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, how he rested from his labors to recreate us as your children in the tomb. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, may we draw strength from him always. And, O Lord, we ask that you graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
We share Christ's peace.